Rand Paul calls for Fauci to be fired from Coronavirus Task Force. By Joshua Kaplan on June 24, 2021. Appearing Thursday on Newsmax's Wake Up America, Dr. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, once again called for Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, to be fired from the Biden administration's Coronavirus Task Force. A transcript is as follows. Rob Finnerty, a lot of people have gotten a lot of things wrong when it comes to the coronavirus over the last 17 months. When it comes to Dr. Anthony Fauci, unethical behavior, patient abuse, incompetence. According to several state medical boards, those are all grounds to lose their medical license. Do you think Dr. Fauci falls into any of those categories? Senator Rand Paul, I would say he falls in the category of not being a very trusted advisor, not being a very wise person, not showing very good judgment, so I wouldn't say we remove his license. I would say we would remove him from a position of authority so he shouldn't be leading the effort. Mainly because he discounts one of the most important parts of science, which is natural immunity. About 100 million people have gotten COVID, Chinese coronavirus, 34 million people tested positive. But the CDC estimates that there is at the very least 2 more people for every person that tested positive that also had the disease. That's about 100 million people. If you discount that, then you make the wrong-headed public health decision that we must face. Yeah, vaccines on younger and younger people. They're now talking about going down to the age of 2. I suspect they'll go all the way down to newborns. The thing is it's not based on science and looking at the evidence. It looks like we're reaching, if we have not already reached herd immunity because the numbers are plummeting daily. Both the numbers of people and being infected and those dying. So really, we're hopefully are beyond this. There's no real reason to be hysterical and force this on children. Mandate it for school because the thing is for children. The bar is going to be much greater because children get almost no COVID symptoms. They rarely die from it, Paul noted. It's about 1 in 1 million. So we're going to have to be even more stringent with proving the safety of the vaccine. H/T Newsmax.